message today. We're in a series called Jesus Christ Strong. And you might wonder, where'd that come from? We made it up. Okay? Because that's who he is. It's bull. When people paint a picture of Jesus as being weak. The God of the universe is weak. Are you kidding me? Have you lost your mind? Jesus Christ, he's strong. And that's the incredible thing, that he's so strong. Yet he says, take my yoke upon you. Learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart. Amen? That's who he is. He's so strong, but yet he reaches out to you and me. It's incredible. I want that kind of strength. I don't want to be a weakling. I want to be strong. I want to be a strong man. Why wouldn't I want to be strong? That's dumb not to be strong. To me, that doesn't make any sense. If I can be strong, if I can be in shape, if I can work, if I can pick up stuff, if I can get out and play, if I can get out and do stuff, why wouldn't I do that? I want to be strong. Amen? This past week, I rode my bike one day, 36 miles, nearly killed me. That's nothing for some people. Some people ride a lot further than that. But it's in the middle of the day, and I'm so bullheaded, I'm riding along Bill Buck Chevrolet coming back from up off Casey Key back this way, and I'm thirsting to death. But I'm bullheaded thinking, well, it ain't but 9 miles, Dinglewood, I'll be fine. 9 miles in the middle of the day, and you ain't got nothing to drink, you're an idiot. Especially when there's places all around you, I can just pull the bike over and get something. But I got around Inglewood Elementary, called my daughter, I said, Elise, give me a glass of water, have it out when I get to the house. So when I pulled up on my bike, she went down the stairs and had me a glass of water. So anyway, make sure you're hydrated out there. Amen. I'm not the brightest bulb sometimes. But why wouldn't I want to be strong? Amen. But I want to be like Christ. I want to be that Jesus strong. So that means I need to care, love, help, and give. You see what I'm saying? And boy, I'm finding out it takes a lot of strength to do that. Amen. Say, to change, to be better. That's what I want to be for Jesus. Amen. I'm not ready to cash it all in and quit on God. I want to keep getting better and better. That's what I want in my life. I don't know where you're at, but all that kind of strength. It blessed me this week. Charles called me and left it on my voicemail. Charles, you got saved about a year or so ago. Is that right? Put your faith, got anchored in Jesus. Is that about correct? So in my time of discouragement that I'm going through, who calls me but a brother in Christ reading the Word of God to me over the telephone and leaves it on a message. Is that incredible or what? Let's praise the Lord for that. That is insane. That's incredible. I'm like, wow. It's God. You don't know how you encouraged me. It was incredible. Because, hey, I know you, and I know that takes some strength to be able to do that, to change and to, you know what I'm saying? But God's just changing us. It's awesome. I could talk all day. Let's go to the message. Here we go. Jesus Christ, strong. The first week, we looked at the man. The man. We looked at the man, Christ Jesus. And he is the man. When anybody else says, hey, I'm the man. No, they ain't. Another story real quick, and I know I ain't preaching yet. Had a little car for sale. It was a sports car. The engine wasn't right. And I didn't really have the time or want to fool with it right now. So I sold the car. I mean, this thing, if it was fixed, would fly. Is that right? You know it would. And it's the kind of car that certain kind of people really like. So I put it on Craigslist. And a guy called me from Orlando. And I could tell he had a little different accent. That's all right. I got one. So he's coming from Orlando. And it's time. Now it's dark. And he ain't here yet. And he pulls up. It's pitch dark. And a gang jumps out of the car. I'm talking a gang. I mean, if they hear this message, we edit this part out. Edit this part out right here. Please edit this part out. It's pitch dark on my driveway. And this is the kind of car they want to race on the streets. You think gang member and put that picture in your head. Three of them. And me. in the dark. Pitch dark. All I got is the Jeep headlights shining on the car. And I don't know why I'm telling this story. The life I live, amen? But so anyway, whoo, I needed me some Jesus Christ strong, amen? And one of them was packing, I'm pretty sure. He kept fooling with his britches like this in the back. And there ain't much there, brother, I know. Unless you got something there, there ain't nothing there. Woo, I needed me some Jesus strength. But you know what I did? Talked to him about Jesus. Loved him. I looked at those guys just like I would look at my son. Now, this ain't Gary. No, not me. I want to punch people. But there's something, though, when you do that. And all of a sudden, me and those guys were fine. You know? And I told them who I was, and I was a pastor, and the one guy said, well, I like church. All they want is your money. And I said, well, you know, that's true. That is true in a lot of cases. I said, but our church, what I say is if you can't give cheerfully, keep it. He said, I like that, man. Hey, they bought the car. That's what I'm talking about. Bought the car. You'll probably see it on the news. No, I'm sorry. But anyway, I said, would you like some water before you leave? Yes, sir. Yeah. So I gave him some water. And then I gave each one of them a big hug. Hugged them. And the big one that I was packing, he went, we respect you, man. Amen. Have no idea what that has to do with anything. You just need you some Jesus strength. You never know what's going to happen, amen, in your life. Come on, I don't know. I'm a lunatic today, all right? Here we go. If you're visiting, how many would just put your hand up and say, it's my first day at fellowship? Can I see your hand? Okay. There's a bunch of you. This is typical. This is typical. Here we go. We want you to remember being here. All right, here we go. Let's go with the message. So I looked. Oh, I got off on it called The Main. And it sort of reminded me of the way they taught a little bit. But Jesus is the man. Then I looked at the mission last week. He set his face as a flint. He didn't shirk. He didn't draw back. He knew it was coming. He knew the cross was coming. He knew this hard situation was coming. But he didn't draw back. He was not ashamed. The verse in Isaiah that I found last week, and I shared that verse with you. He said, I gave my back to the smiters. I gave my face for my beard to be plucked out. He knew what was coming. It was his mission. He was the Son of Man. He called himself Son of Man more times than any other words that he used to describe himself in the Bible, because that was his mission. I came here to be born, to give my life a ransom for many. That was his mission. He was on mission. I want that kind of strength. Today, say it with me. Another M. The madness. The madness. Having dinner with his disciples. That Last Supper. And after that, he heads to the garden. And it's all downhill. It's terrible. I mean, it turns ugly. Keep that thought in mind as we move forward. A couple of verses to get us started. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher, that's who he is, of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, say it with me, endured the cross, despising the shame. And now he's set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that what? Endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be weary and you faint in your minds. Hebrews 4:15. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. Say it with me. But was, help me, in all points tempted like as we are, yet without. Say that part with me one more time. But was in all points tempted or tested or tried or persecuted like as we are. Jesus Christ strong. He endured stuff. But He was strong through it. That's what I want. I want that Jesus Christ strength. What happens when life turns crazy? What happens when it's madness, man? I want to be Jesus Christ strong in the madness. Y'all hearing me? So I want to look at His strength in the madness. And you're going to relate. Words, they're my words. Many of them are my words I'm going to put on the screen. Most of them right from the Bible, though. I didn't have to make them up. I didn't have to try to think. And, oh, what will a word mean for here? They're just right out of the Word. But I want you to see the words on the screen. In all points, you were tempted like me. You were tested like me. You were pushed like me. You were shoved like me. You were hurt like me. In all these ways, like me. Yet without sin. I want you to see the madness. It's coming after the Last Supper. And I want you to see if you find yourself on the screen. And then know He had that happen to Him too. You hearing me? Or have I lost you? Here we go. First word, say it with me. Have you felt that? Cut off your phone. Just go ahead and cut them all off. Here we go. It's hard to preach. Here we go. Say that word with me again. You ever felt unloved? You ever felt unloved to where it just was maddening? In all points, you were tested and tempted like me. So after the supper, Matthew 26, and He comes unto His disciples in the garden. Y'all pray with me. He's fixing to go to the cross. He's fixing to endure the hardest thing ever. That's why He came. Pray with me. Can you watch and pray with me for an hour? These are His disciples. These are people that walked with Him, that cared for Him. And He comes unto the disciples and He finds them what? Say it louder. Asleep! And He says unto Peter, what, could you not watch with me 1 hour? I put the word unloved on the screen. That's my word. Well, that's certainly how they acted. That's certainly how He must have felt. I've given my life. I've given my time. I've come here. I've walked with you. Sorry, no good people. You fishermen, you stink. Maybe He didn't talk like that. That's how I would have talked. Can't even pray with me for 1 hour? Watch and pray that you enter not in temptation. The spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak. And He went away again the second time. And He prays, saying, oh, my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me except I drink it, Your will be done. And He came. And He found them what? Asleep again. Are you kidding me? This is me thinking. Nobody loves me. I'm all alone. For their eyes were heavy. Poor babies. And He left and He went away again. And He prayed the third time, saying the same words to His Father. It be Thy will. Let this cup pass from me. It be Thy will. Let this cup pass from me. We have a hard time imagining that Jesus had to work through that. That's called strength. That's called strength. That's called Jesus' strength. Oh, no, he was God. He could just come down the cross and it was easy. No, it wasn't. He was a man. And it was hard. Then he comes to his disciples and says to them, he sees them again. Sleep on. Take it easy. Behold, the hour is at hand. The Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Do you feel it? Say it with me. In all points, he was tested just like me. So for you out there who feel unloved, listen to me. He knows what that feels like. You can cry out to him. You hear me today? He knows what that feels like. And you can talk to him. And he'll hear you and he'll listen. The madness. Wow, we could stop right there. That's enough. That's too much pain. I can't take any more. Oh no. It gets worse. Say it with me. Betrayed. You ever been betrayed? Have you had a Judas? In all points, he was tested, pushed, stressed, just like you and me. Amen? Do you see Jesus that way, or is Jesus just somewhere upset and somewhere? It's amazing when you see Jesus for who he is and his strength and the person of Christ, how he can come into your life and help you and see your life changed. Are y'all hearing me today? But if you just look at him through just old, you know, stained glass lenses or whatever, that's just, you're not going to get there. It's ugly. Betrayed. Rise, let us be going. Jesus says, behold, he is at hand that doth what? Betray me. And while he yet spake, lo, say it with me, Judas, wait a minute, one of the 12, which made it worse, came and with a great multitude with swords and staves from the chief priests and elders of the people. Now he that what? Betrayed him gave them a sign, saying, whomsoever I shall, that same is he. Hold him fast. And forthwith he came to Jesus and said, say it with me, hail, Master, and is this sick or what? That's why I called it madness. And Jesus said unto him, say it with me, wherefore are you come? Then came they and they laid hands on Jesus and took him. John says it this way. When Jesus had spoken these words, he went forth with his disciples over the brook Kidron into the garden after the Last Supper, in which he entered with his disciples. And Judas also, which betrayed him, knew that the place where Jesus oft times resorted thither with his disciples. So he knew exactly what he was doing. Knew where he would be. Judas then, having received a band of men and officers from the chief priests and Pharisees, comes thither with lanterns and torches and weapons. Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that should come upon him, that's strength when you know all this, and you know you can whoop the this guy's tail, or call 10,000 angels. But he knew it, and this was his plan. He was on mission. He went forth and said unto them, whom seek ye? And then they answered, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus said unto them, this is strength right here, buddy. You're looking at him. How many of us would do that? I saw him like we went that away. And Judas also, which betrayed him, stood with them. Enough said, say. Betrayed. Y'all listening? Say the word with me. Come on. What was the first word? Second word? And say that with me. In all points, I want you to know you're not alone. You're not alone. You're not alone. You're not alone. This isn't just a path you've walked down. As you relate to something on the screen today, it's not just a path you've walked down. He's walked that path before. You can cry out to Him. You have not a high priest that you're talking to up there at the right hand of God the Father who's not been touched by the feeling of your infirmities, but it always, when you talk to Him, He was tested, He was pushed, hurt, just like you. And you don't pray? Have you lost your mind? Say, you got somebody to talk to, man, who understands. Keep looking. It's crazy, ain't it? Say it with me. Denied. Denied. You ever been denied? You ever had somebody in your life that acts like they just never knew you? Say, are y'all awake? Now, Peter, you're the rock, you're the man, you're the guy that's going to gates of hell shall not prevail. Peter! Of all people, I'll never deny you. Cut off the guys here in the garden. Remember Peter? Say. Now, Peter sat without the palace, and a damsel came unto him saying, you were with Jesus of Galilee, but he what? Denied before them all, saying, I don't know what you're saying. And when he was going out into the porch, another maid saw him and said unto them, that you were there. This fellow was also with Jesus of Nazareth. Very interesting. And again he what? With an oath saying, I do not know who. The man. Told you he was the man, didn't I? And after a while they came unto they that stood by and said to Peter, surely you're one of his. For your speech gives you away. Then began he to what? Curse and swear, saying, help me, I know not the man. And immediately the cock crew. Denied. Denied. You had people in your life that today they act like they don't even know you. How's that feel? That's really rough, ain't it? Here's the good news. He knows what it feels like. Are y'all hearing the message or not today? Yeah, I'm preaching myself half the time up here. There's a bunch of us out there, ain't there? We're preaching to, right? We can relate because he said, in all points I'm tested just like you. Amen. Denied. In all points tested like who? Me. But he made it. He accomplished his task. That's the beauty of this story. It's not just depressing. Clark, you're killing us today. It's depressing. Well, point is, he was strong. Through all of this, he made it. And through all of what you're going through, what I'm going through, we can make it. Amen. Are y'all hearing me today? That's the message. That's what I'm talking about. The madness, I can't make it through the madness. Yes, you can. He made it. He's your Savior. You cry out to Him. Keep following Him. Serve Him. Amen? That's what I'm talking about. Keep looking. Abused. My word. Abused. Have you been abused? Things happen to you in your life that you can't even talk about. You can't even talk about. You hurt so bad, and you've been hurt so bad. It's a nightmare. It's madness. I can't make it. And that's true. It hurts. Have you been abused? He knows what it feels like. He knows what it feels like. I know that might not be a lot of comfort to you, but it's what I got to give you. Amen? Abused. Let's look at some of his abuse. They what? Spit in his face. They buffeted him. Others smote him, hit him with their hands. This is the Son of God, Jesus. Pilate said unto them, "What shall I do with Jesus, which is called Christ?" They all say, "Let him be crucified." And the governor said, "Why? What evil has he done?" But they cried out the more, "Let him be crucified." And when Pilate saw that he could not prevail, but that rather a tumult was being made, he took water, he washed his hands before all of them and said, I am innocent of the blood of this just person. You see to it. You abuse it." Then answered all the people and said, "His blood be on us and our children. We'll abuse him." Then they released this criminal, Barabbas, unto them. Instead of Jesus being free, a criminal gets set free. And when he had scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. Abused. Our Savior was abused. Amen? I could read a lot more verses. Did you get the gist? In all points, what? Just like me. I don't have a high priest that I pray to that has not been touched with the feeling of my infirmities, but in all ways, he was tested just like me, yet without what? Sin. What a great Savior I have. My word, say it with me, humiliated. The mad, is this mad or what? See, I thought I could preach today on the Palm Sunday. Hosanna, Hosanna, here he comes in the name of the Lord. That's what happened on Palm Sunday. Y'all know that, right? They're waving palm. Hosanna, Hosanna. What good is that for me? That was all a bunch of lies anyway. They wanted him to come and just, you know, whoop the Romans' tail, and you know what I'm saying? This is what really happened. Are y'all hearing me today? Yes or no? This is what really happened. The waving of the palms. Palm, 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 palm. That was just all a big show. It was prophesied it would happen. But at the end of the day, this is what happened. You get my gist today? I don't need strength for somebody to go, "Yee-haw! Hooray! Go get them! You're awesome!" No, I need strength when all hell breaks loose. That's when I need strength. Amen? That's the Jesus strength I need. So I just went right past the pom-poms and we went to the meat. Y'all hear where I'm coming from? Humiliated. He was humiliated. He knows what that feels like. Then the soldiers of the governor, they took Jesus into the common hall and they gathered unto him the whole band of soldiers. Help me. And they what? Stripped him naked. The Savior of the world, naked. We don't like to talk about it. We like to put a loincloth on it. I'm sorry, that's the way we are because we can't take it. They stripped him and they put on him a scarlet robe. And when they platted him a what? Crown of thorns are about that long, like nails. I've been to Holy Land 12 times. I've experienced a lot of their culture and seen the things that they grow. Put it on his head, and a reed in his right hand, a scepter. They're dressing him up. They're humiliating him. And then they did what? Mocked him. "Hail, King of the Jews! King of the Jews!" Have you been humiliated? Say. You know what it feels like to be humiliated? Jesus knows what it feels like to be humiliated. That's the kind of Savior we have. What a great Savior. I thought he just died on the cross for me. Are you kidding me? Yeah, he died on the cross for you. But he did a whole lot getting to that cross. And he wants you to partake of that and know that part of him and that side of him. Because you still live on planet Earth. And you need his strength. Y'all hearing me? I'm trying my best. And after that, they mocked him. They took the robe. What? Off him. So here he is, they're playing with him. He's naked again. And they put his own clothes back on him. They dressed him up like a little doll. Y'all seeing how they're humiliating him? Yes or no? And they led him away to crucify him. We're going to have a little fun with him first. And sitting down, say that with me, and Sitting down, they watched him there. Look at him. Yeah, look at him. See? Is that humiliating or what? Just look at it. Look at him squirm. Look at him wiggling. Right. Look at him there. They just sit down. Now, y'all go ahead. Come on. Come on. Pull up a chair. Come on. What y'all doing? Hey, we just watched him. And they set over his head an accusation. Ooh, that'd be funny. Go do that. Yeah. You make it. Yeah, okay. Jesus, King of the Jews. Ha! Y'all hearing me today? Is this sick or what? Is it maddening? Have I gone too far in my preaching or something? Are you crazy, Clark? I ain't even touched the surface. I'm just a man. I can't even paint good pictures like they really ought to be painted, to be honest with you. Then were the two thieves crucified with him, one on the right hand and one on the left. And they that passed by reviled him, doing what? Had somebody wagging their head at you? You just want to pop the snot out of them? You wagging your head at me? You know what I'm saying? That's what they're doing. Wagging their head, saying, you said you're going to destroy the temple and build it in 3 days? Save yourself if you be the Son of God, humiliating him. Come down from the cross, big man. Likewise also the chief priest, the biggest religious leaders you could be, did what? Mocked him. With the scribes, the writers of scripture, the elders, the chief leaders of the faith, of Judaism. He saved others. Himself, he what? Cannot save. If he be king of Israel, let him come down from the cross and we'll what? Humiliating him. And then this may have hurt the worst. Say it with me. He trusted in God. Let him deliver him now. Say that with me. If he'll have him. If your own daddy will have you. How you feeling? You're almost feeling like Pastor abused you today, don't you? I can see the pain in you. And you're like, wondering, where is he going next? Wish it was pretty. I wish I could say Jesus was tempted in all points just like you with the perfect life out there. But for 99% of the audience, that wouldn't cut it. Because we ain't got no perfect life. Y'all hear me or not? Humiliated. In all points, he was tested like me. Jesus Christ, strong. The madness. Rejected. Say that with me. You've been rejected before? Why don't we just do something today? It hurts, but how many would raise a hand with me and say you've been rejected? Can I see your hand? That's a big old part of this audience. Rejected. Rejected. Boy, that's maddening, isn't it? That's a deep pain, isn't it, say? Just me saying it brings it up, and you need to go to a happy place to have church. I know. I just don't know how you can walk through this week that he walked through and me just paint it all happy. Amen? What can I learn out of this week? Here's what I want to learn out of this week. He did all that for me. And not only did he do all that for me, but all that he endured, he can relate to me and I can relate to him now. As I see his pain better, I can know he feels my pain and I can talk to him like just he's my friend. That can't be all bad if you came to church and learned that today, can it? Say. That's what I'm trying to do. Rejected. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried. He's on the cross saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. That is to say it with me. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Rejected by his own father. And I know we can't even comprehend that. Wait a minute, he's God, and he's God the Son, and wait a minute, how can he reject the Son? Well, he did that. That's why Jesus became a man. Jesus became a man for us, to be a sacrifice for us. And if he was going to be a sacrifice for us, the sacrifice had to be killed. And if he was going to be a sacrifice for us, the sacrifice would be a sacrifice for our sin. And God is holy, holy, holy. Say that with me. God is holy, holy, holy. And Jesus Christ took our sin on himself. And his Father turned away from his Son for you and me. And he died alone for you and me. Rejected. So when you feel rejected, you know your Savior knows what that feels like. Are you hearing me today? I know that might not be a lot of consolation to you, but like there's a boatload of consolation we put on the screen for you. Amen? Come on. Come on. Reach out to him. The madness. In all points, say it with me. Jesus was what? Tested like me. We're almost done with the message. Yet without sin. See, if he had a sin, if he had blown it, if he had come up short, it'd all been useless. Amen? But guess what he did? Pop it up. He was unloved. Say them with me. Help me now. Unloved. Betrayed. Denied. Abused. Humiliated. Rejected. The madness. He did all that? Is that some kind of strength or what? Is that Jesus strong or what? Do we have a strong Savior? Will you lose the image of some Savior in your mind who is weak? Have you lost your mind? He is strong! I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. It takes on new meaning when I see Him like that. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, because He was really weak and meek and weak and all that. That just didn't fly with me. I do all things through Christ because I know what He did for me. And I know how He pressed on, how He gave His back to the smiters, His face for the beard to be plucked, how He said, I am not ashamed. I will not be confounded. I will set my face as a flint. I will finish what I started. Boy, that's strong. And when Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, He's on the cross, He said, say it with me, it is. That's my Savior. I don't know who yours is. Amen? What a Savior I have. Jesus Christ, strong. He finished the race, fought a good fight. Amen? For you and me. I want to close with just this scripture. Would you mind standing with me? And just stay quiet with me and try not to leave the building yet. Amen? Because we're not done. I want you to see this. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate you letting me preach like myself. I get to get up here and be me. I get here and sometimes I feel the pain that many of you feel that you're sitting out there feeling, because I'm enduring pain as well. I'm so grateful that I get to be free and get to speak the way I get to speak. And I don't know if it's a help to all of you, but if it's a help to some of you today, then I feel good. Thank you. Before he went to the cross, it was real close. This Last Supper thing was about to happen. And he could see the madness coming. The freight train was coming. Not just one freight train. One freight train after the other that he was going to face and just get run over by. But he just went right into the headlights. Anyway, for me. Amen? For you. But this is what he told his disciples. These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven. And he said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I've glorified thee on this earth. I finished the work which you gave me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world ever was. I've manifested thy name unto the men which you gave me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them to me, and they have kept thy word, these men that you gave me. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they've received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray for them, Father. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, because they are yours. And all of mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And I am no longer going to be in this world, but these are going to be in the world. It's going to be hard. The world they live in. And I come to thee, Holy Father. Keep through thine own name those you have given me, that they may be one like you and I are. In all points he was tempted and tested like you and me. He endured madness. And he knows you and me are going to suffer. That's why he's at the right hand of God, making intercession for us. That's why he left us his Holy Spirit to comfort. I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to know Jesus like that. Are y'all hearing me today? Do you know him like that? Let's pray. Father, thank you. This Easter is different for me. I feel like I relate better to you than in previous times. I pray others in this room will enter into the suffering that you endure. Through their own suffering, I pray that they'll know that you also were tested, hurt, struggled. And I pray this sacred time, this week, will have new meaning. Help them to be strong. In Jesus' name. Amen. Would you hang in here with me? If you got to go to work, I understand.